food and that, something sweet before you played sport, and then just testing as I was told to do, and I didn't go into hospital at all with it, so it just sorted out all right, whether I was just lucky or whether it's with my mother looking after me so well for a start.
Did you go straight back to school?
Yes, I can't remember having any time off for it, no.
Can you remember how you coped at school?
Well, the thing is, the children now, they don't seem to want to do as they're told. But I mean, our age, if you were told to do something, you did it and you didn't argue. So, I mean, what I was told to do, I did and got on with it. And as I say, it's never really affected me because, I mean, I've lasted 53 years with it. So, I mean, if you do as you're told, it's no trouble. But you see, the youngsters now, they want to be in the crowd and they don't want to be different and that. But I mean, you're not different really, but you've just got to watch what you're doing and remember to eat your food and take your injection and that and stick to what you've got to do.
You mentioned sport. What sports were you doing when you were at school?
Well, I played football and cricket and did quite a bit of cycling. We used to go cycling perhaps 80 miles a day on tours to different places that were in a cycling club, and the club drew out leaflets and that where they were going to, and if you wanted to go you could go pretty well anywhere, and they run this club through the summer, and they even went out in the winter. I can remember going out in the winter one year, and it was that cold that everything froze, and we had a job to get back really, because it was foggy as well, and we were following the road, and we were going in and out the curbs round driveways, because it was that bad, we couldn't see in front of us, but we managed to get back all right.
And how did you manage to combine so much cycling and other sports with your diabetes?
Well, at that time, I was only having two injections a day. So you had one injection in the morning and then one at night. So you knew during the day what food you wanted. And you could usually tell whether you were low or not. So if you were low, you just had a bit extra, either a bit of chocolate or sweet or something sweet just to tide you over and pick you back up again. And then when you got home then you'd sort out what had happened, and then you know then whether you're right or wrong again. But when I was diagnosed, we'd got a cycling tour arranged going youth hosteling round the country, and we was doing it in the summer holiday, so it didn't affect school, and we got this booked up to go round, and when I was diagnosed, my mother said, "Oh, you can't do that because of your injections and food and that, and you'll be away for so long." So I had to forfeit that one, and I couldn't go on that. But I still went out the odd days so that I was back at night, so that it didn't affect anything.
And did you manage to go on tours subsequently?
Pardon?
Did you manage to go on tours after that?
No, we only went out for the days. We didn't go out longer than a day.